Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That I am gay and I have that right.
I know you have the right. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, who is an entertainment writer with the Orange County Courier, is with us. You have sold a reality TV show idea. Tell us about it.
We're very excited about it, Phil. A consortium of other producers and myself have approached a major network, and we have sold a pilot, and we have been picked up for 6 episodes coming up next fall.
Tell us about, what is the show?
It is a reality show, Phil, and we thought it would be interesting to show the obvious longing that kids in public schools have to be in a private school, and the longing that the parents of children in public schools have to put their kids into a private school. So what we did is we took a kid out of the public school system, and we followed him with our cameras as he struggles to adjust to a private school. Now, all of this was filmed in the South Pasadena and Glendale area of California at Bellamar Academy, which is the private school, and Long Branch, which is a public school. And
so this was a student taken from Long Branch and put into Bellamar Academy.
That is correct. Now, it's obvious from the beginning, one of the reasons why public school kids want to go to private school and why their parents would love to have them there is these kids have really struggle, I think, to make the grade in a private school. They belong in a public school because their academics and their ability to assimilate into a higher echelon isn't there. So we knew the kid was going to fail, but we thought it would be interesting to follow him and to see how he dealt with his failure. Was he going to accept it gracefully? Was he going to recognize that the kids in the private school had a higher academic ability than he did and that public school kids can't compete with a private school kid? Or would he get a little tense? Now, something happened, Phil, back in 99, I should say, that probably you heard about it, kind of a little thing that maybe you heard about it called Columbine.
Of course.
All right. Now, a lot of these kids that can't assimilate, they go off the deep end. Now, I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. I have been out for the last 8 months, so I've dealt with both sides of the issue of honesty and the issue of investigative journalism. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can say this is going to be hit. This is going to be a hit series.
All right, the show is called Private School, and it follows a public school kid as he goes through a private school and ultimately fails. Is that right?
I don't want to tell you. Of course, he's going to fail, but how is he going to accept his failure?
All right. So, what's the challenge for the kid?
The public school kid?
Yeah, there's a public school kid who goes to a private school because he wants to go there and because his parents want him to go there.
Most public school parents do want their kids to go private, but they can't afford it, or the kid is stupid, or I don't know. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and as a gay man and a gay journalist, I was looking at the public versus private school situation. The kid comes from a public school. See, they're not going to be challenged in a public school. Public school kids are allowed to slack off, there's drug use, this means the kids don't really learn anything. The challenge, Phil, is can he make it through a whole school year in a private school without coming unglued emotionally, or can he make it through the school year and tough it out and fail with dignity and with his chin up?
Wow, and you don't want to tell me how it comes out.
No, I'm not going to, Phil, but I can say something right now. It's going to be on a major network. I have been told we can't announce which network right now. Next fall, watch as this kid, this public school kid and his parents get all excited about the fact we say to them, and this is the good part, we say to them, your kid will get to go to a private school, and if he can make the grade, we will pay his way through a private school, secondary school, and they get all excited. It's pretty funny to watch how excited they get because they don't really recognize yet that because he's a public school kid, there's no way. There's no way.
Well, wait a minute. What, are you laughing at these people?
I'm sorry?
You say it's kind of funny to watch the parents and the kid get excited that they're going to go to a private school, and you think, why is it funny?
Well, it's funny because they think the kid has actually got a shot at academically making it in a private school.
Well, what's funny about that?
Well, I mean, you're painting me as a bad guy here.
No, what's funny about that?
What's funny about it is that no public school kid's going to make it in a private school. Even if he could make it academically, he's not going to make it socially. See, it's like going to Disneyland for these people. Everything's all shiny and new, and once they get in there, it's suddenly just, It's scary. So that's kind of funny. The viewers can have some fun laughing at these people and seeing how naive they are and how kind of stupid they look. And then we watch this kid and we follow him through the process of going to the private school, looking a little, you know, doesn't quite have the fashion that the private school kids have, isn't quite as quick with the answers in class, you know, doesn't know how to eat, doesn't know how to conduct himself socially, can't be around these really upper crust girls who are, you know, this is USDA, you know, I say this, these are high school girls, I say this with all due respect, but it is USDA prime. I missed some good fresh meat there, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so there's nothing sexist about what I'm saying, but as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can tell you these girls are really good looking.
All right, we're talking to Doug Danger about his new reality TV series called Private School, where a public school kid is allowed to enter a private school. He's told, his parents are told, that his private school education will be paid for. It's a private high school. And the TV series will follow him as he ultimately fails. But can he fail with dignity, or does it go Columbine? Or what do you think, the guy is going to start shooting people?
No, I don't think so, Phil. We're not going to allow it to get that bad, but will he get confrontational? Will he get violent? And we don't let the viewers know, you know, just exactly where are we going to, you know, are we going to jump in time? Or is he going to come to school someday with a gun?
Well, you can't allow any violence.
Of course we can't allow any violence, but it is interesting to see what took place before some guy goes Columbine.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Among a lot of the things you're saying, Doug, is that it's the fond dream of public school parents to send their kids to a private school, which may be the truth, and that private school is what a public school kid desires as well. And that may also be the truth. But the contention that they will only fail?
Well, I don't... what about it?
Your entire TV show is based on that.
No, private school is a place that only very well-off kids who are academically achieved can make it. A public school kid is not going to do that. One of the things that we think is great is teenagers are very entertaining. I know I don't want to see a teenager suffer, but they do it anyway. And I don't know if you've ever seen these teenagers. They get all heartbroken and, you know, some pimply-faced cheerleader dumped them. They get mad because somebody doesn't talk to them. I mean, it's really interesting and it's fun to watch. And take into consideration this Columbine deal, it can be explosive.
But you don't want it to get explosive.
No, we don't. But I'm saying teenagers are really funny to look at. They get all intense and upset about stuff. They use drugs or they drink too much. And why? Why do they use drugs and why do they drink too much? Because their face broke out. Because their hair doesn't look right. I mean, you talk about people taking things and just blowing them way out of proportion. Now, this kid that we're going to have on the program, he won't make any team. He's not going to be asked to join any club because of his public school background. And this is going to put pressure on him. And in turn, the entertainment value goes up.
All right, as far as I can tell, Doug, and I, you know, I've known you for a long time. You're an entertainment writer. This program is designed, this television show, this reality show is designed to humiliate some kid.
Phil, I think you've got it all wrong.
Well, I mean, you're saying it's really entertaining to see this public school kid, you know, fail in private school. It's really funny to watch the parents get all excited about him going to a private school.
Well, it is. I think at any time you see a public school parent get all gleeful and go, ooh, my boy's going to a private school, I mean, you got to laugh. You laugh yourself till you urinate because you know there isn't a snowball's chance in hell that kid's going to make it through a semester.
All right, the show's called Private School, and the idea is to see how a public school kid does his best in a private school, even though he's going to fail.
That's correct.
And will he get violent, or will he deal with it like a man?
That is also correct, but it's not going to get violent, or maybe it will, see?
Well, I know you can't let it get violent.
You're right. Legally, I can't allow it to get violent, but who knows what will happen? Who knows what we'll have to edit out?
Doug, are you hoping for a Columbine?
No, I most certainly am not, Phil. I think that's unfair of you to say that.
Well, you're making it sound like, let's take a kid, let's put him into a school, let's pressure him.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of different things. Girls are not going to go out with him. Teams are not going to allow him to be on the team. He'll be snubbed by the higher echelon, the in cliques on campus. The jocks are going to snub him. He'll be made fun of. Absolutely, Phil, it's going to happen. Kids will give him wedgies. Kids are going to come up and pull his underwear up. He'll be pushed and pushed and pushed right up to that edge. And the show is going to be fascinating in seeing how this kid deals with the fact that he's pushed and prodded and poked and bullied And will he turn violent? Will he, or will he take it like a man? And
I wouldn't ask any kid to go through that.
Okay, here we go with the speech.
No. Wait a minute. I would not ask any kid to...
No, Phil, you misunderstand the program.
You're pushing and prodding. Even the kid is volunteering for this. You push, you prod, you bug, all the way up to the point where the kid does what? He picks up a gun and brings it to school?
We are not going to let that happen. It's just entertaining to see a kid...
Get bullied.
No, to see if the kid breaks or if the kid is able to take it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tina, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Tina.
Oh, my gosh, this guy's such an idiot. How can he think that watching a young person, a kid, fail, how can he think that's entertaining?
Well, Tina, this is Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've worked in the journalism field for the last 15 years. I'm gay. All right. Okay.
You should know how difficult it is already to go through school.
Absolutely.
Just in general.
Absolutely. It is difficult. But that's why if I had to be pushed around, I'd like to see how other people deal with it.
I cannot believe a parent would allow their kid to be done this way.
Well, it ultimately, see, we do pay them a handsome amount of money.
How much is the family getting?
$250,000.
So
they're going to
have
their kid... humiliate their kid.
No, ma'am. All we're doing is we're seeing how well this kid can deal with not being accepted at a private school. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so my view of how people are is a lot better than most straight people. So I can tell the kid's going to be fine.
Well, have you already filmed it?
Yes, we have.
Okay, what happens?
I'm not saying.
Wow.
I can say this much, though. It's going to be a lot of fun watching this kid each day going to school. It's like running a gauntlet. Right.
Oh my gosh, no fun at all to watch somebody fail.
Does he fail with dignity, or does he get a gun and bring it to school?
Oh, come on.
Oh my gosh.
That's the challenge.
That is the craziest thing I have ever heard.
Well, ma'am, here's the thing. You know teenagers are pretty out there anyway, right? And teenagers, man, they'll pick up a gun, they'll pick up a machete, you don't know what they're going to do. Or they could offer to mow the lawn and do the laundry. They're way out there because of the hormone thing. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and because of that, I've had to suffer a lot of discrimination, so I know what I'm talking about. People are going to watch this kid get the crap kicked out of him if, for instance, he and his family had the chance to win the big bucks, but will he do it with dignity?
So let's see.
Oh,
that's like telling a guy, take a bite out of this crap sandwich, and if you spit it out, you don't win the money.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, thanks, Tina. Thank you.
1-800-449-8686.
It's like taking a bite out of a big dude sandwich, and we all got to take a bite, Phil, because that's life. That is life, and that's what private school is going to teach everybody. That's life. You go into life. You're born. All you do is take crap from the minute you come out of the womb until the minute they park you in a box and stick you in the ground. All you do is get your nads kicked in, your face punched in. You get thrown out of moving cars. Do you do it with dignity, or do you pick up a gun? That's what private school is all about.
You think that's what life is?
Hey, I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist.
I know you're gay.
But that... I know what life's about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Doug Danger. The new show is called Private School, where a young person, a teenager, is put from a public school into a private school, and we watch as he is abused by the upper echelon rich kids. Does he do it with dignity, or does he pick up a gun, as Doug says? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, I understand, Doug, you're at the Belmar Mall right now.
We're in the Belmar Arcade.
Now, what are you doing in a video arcade?
Video arcades are interesting, Phil. This is the only place where you're going to really find public school kids or kids that are economically challenged because most of the kids who are rich or well-off have their own PlayStation 2s. So we're in the public school kids go to arcades, and we're...
Looking for what? Kids will be on the episode next year?
Kids who would be interested. Our crew is here. To see who we can get to possibly audition. We auditioned some 10 kids, probably this this weekend, auditioned some 10 kids for the part of the kid. But there are a lot of different things we're going to do on our show, Phil.
Well, let me just get everybody up to speed. We're talking with Doug Danger. He's the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. The new TV show he's producing is called Private School, where a public school kid is allowed to go to a private school, and he fails, but will he fail with dignity, or will he get a gun, is the way you put it.
Well, it's because of the Columbine thing. But, no, we're not threatening violence to anybody.
Well, and you got other plans. For instance, what was this one plan you had for the kid?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Well, you say you use invisible ink?
We use invisible ink. He does his homework with a pen that has invisible ink in it, so the ink fades.
So he turns in homework that he worked on and that fades away?
Yes. That's true that we are trying to emotionally give him these digs, but we want to see how he handles these things. We switch his lunch out. He thinks he's getting roast beef. He gets to school. He opens up the sandwich, and he's got liverwurst, or he's got some braunschweiger or something like that. In one episode, which I think personally is very funny, we have a member of our crew dress up as a young lady. He's rather convincing as a young lady. Our teenager asks this crew member out, thinking he's asking out a girl, and he pulls his pants down and shows him that he has a penis. We don't show that, obviously. We pixelate the screen. It's funny to see how kids will react.
I don't know, man. It seems a little cruel to me.
Well, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so please don't tell me that you think you know what cruel is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Thank you for putting me on.
Yes, ma'am.
I have this to say. I am so appalled by this man's production. How on earth can you sit there and say, I am going to promote child abuse?
Child abuse is when you smack a kid around and...
No, there is more than one kind of abuse. And let me tell you, when you have to live with somebody who has abused you mentally for years and years because someone else wants to get their jollies off of you, that is really pathetic.
What are we doing that's so abusive? What are we doing?
Well, are you doing? You just got through saying that he may get a gun. You have no idea what's going to happen.
No,
you are putting this kid through so much emotional abuse. It is unreal.
No, but then we explain to him that...
No, you don't explain really squat to the poor boy. This is unreal.
Ma'am,
you are trying to make money off of this poor child.
What is this episode where you cut a hole in his pants so he's walking around school with his rear end showing?
Right, in one episode we cut two holes in the back of his pants.
Do you know what it's like to be a teenager? I mean,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
Oh, you keep saying that, and that is just an excuse for you to be a child abuser.
No, ma'am. I've suffered abuse, okay? And let me tell you,
I have suffered my own abuse, let me tell you.
I don't go around terrorizing children, and I don't go around abusing them for my jollies. Because your mom didn't let you watch Crusader Rabbit one
no,
day.
No, I'm sorry, my mother didn't even raise me, dear.
Well, then why do you call that abuse?
I call it abuse because you are mentally abusing this boy.
I tell you what, Kathy, for about $250,000, I bet you I could forget all that abuse, because that's what we're giving this boy's parents, and money heals all wounds.
Well, you know what? I am very appalled that his parents are even letting him go through this.
All
of you should be ashamed of yourselves.
One episode where while he's out at gym class, we've got a drunk homeless guy urinate on his clothes in the gym locker, and then he has to determine...
That's not funny. That gives society such a terrible name.
Give what a terrible name?
Give society a terrible name because
I can't believe you.
I cannot believe you. That you are trying to justify what you're doing because you're a gay man?
I'm a gay man. Yeah, Kathy, $250,000. There's your money. Money does not buy happiness.
Money cannot fix everything, buddy.
I see happiness.
All right. Kathy, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. The show is called Private School. A young boy is taken from the public school system, put into a private school, and then is basically taunted on his way to failing. Does he accept it with dignity? Does he accept it like a man? Or does he get violent or angry? 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, with Doug Danger, the new show, a reality TV show called Private School. I'm not really in favor of a lot of these shows. This show follows a young student from a public school as he tries to make it in a private school. Ultimately, the kid fails, and the challenge, according to the show advertising, is will he fail gracefully or will he fail violently?
Philip, I wanted to mention an episode that'll be coming up next fall. It is an exciting, exciting episode, and I think it says a lot about what our show is about. Even though you think this is some kind of an abusive program, I think this is a program that shows the strength of a kid. And I don't think you've been looking at the other side of this.
The strength of this boy that you're humiliating.
We are not humiliating him. We are showing the world what a strong boy he is. Now, we have a formal dance at the high school. At least he thinks it's a formal dance. Or excuse me, he thinks it's a luau, but it's actually a formal dance.
All right, now wait a minute. The kid is told...
The young man's told it's a luau, Hawaii luau.
All right.
And it's actually a formal dance. Well, you can imagine how funny it is to see him walk in wearing some Hawaiian shorts and a big straw hat and a flower lei around his neck, and everybody's there in a tuxedos and formal gowns, and the people start, I mean, it really is a scream. And
well, okay, so isn't it funny to humiliate the kid?
No, it's funny. Hold on, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I know you're gay, but you humiliate this kid.
I've been humiliated. Do you know I'm gay?
What?
You know I'm gay, right?
Yes, I know you're gay.
All right. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can tell you, this teaches somebody strength. So, and it really is funny. I mean, it's a scream to see this kid looking stupid walking in there in this luau thing. So he runs out, gets in his father's car. Now, our camera crew is following him. He gets home, unlocks his father's gun case.
Oh, come on, Doug.
No, but listen to this. He had the barrel of a Walther PK in his mouth for about 3 seconds.
Okay, now you're stepping over the line. If that boy was threatened...
He didn't do it, though. That's the point I'm trying to make. He did not do it. And in that episode, we see the strength of this boy.
And what if he'd pulled the trigger? Were you guys ready to run and tell him, hey, it's all a big joke, you're on private school?
Yes, we were.
How do you know if he's going to pull the trigger?
We have a macro lens that can see the tension in his finger. If I had seen that tension increase, I would have sent in our assistant director.
Are you trying to tell me that you were going to see if the tension in the figure increased, you're going to run the guy in there and stop him?
Yes.
I don't think you can do that.
Phil, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist.
I know about you being gay, man. How does that the least bit put me at rest about what you know about guns?
I'll tell you, Phil, that episode just bumped the kid's prize money up $50,000 to $300,000. So tell me now whether it's worth it.
1-800-449-8686. Ken, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Ken?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, the gay guy keeps saying he's gay and everything else. Where are you from, California?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, you from California?
No, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Really, I don't believe it, because I don't think anything that stupid ever came out of Pennsylvania.
Other than you?
Oh, I'm still in Pennsylvania, so I haven't come out of it.
Oh, okay.
Have you come out of the closet? You say, no, I ain't in a closet.
You're still in the closet?
Okay, what are we getting at here, gentlemen?
Well, this guy wants to get
okay, what I'm trying to get
I'll
at
get
is,
right back to him.
How can you say that two rights make a wrong? Because you were kicked around and abused as you're growing up for the alternative lifestyle you chose. Now, you want to put somebody else through some type of abuse?
No, I'm just saying.
Possibly cause permanent damage to him? You don't give a rat's ass.
Look,
you
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
No, I'm not done yet.
I'm a gay man.
You also think, I could care less what you are. I mean, you chose the life, whatever you want to live.
You don't like
gays? I don't care what they do. It does not matter to me. As long as they don't mess with me, I could give a hoot less.
Who's going to mess with you?
I didn't say nobody was going to. But
well,
it doesn't matter. If they want to mess with me, fine. I have broad shoulders, and I really don't care. But what I'm trying to get at is you're trying to put some poor kid through all kind of abuse and everything just because you did? So you're trying to say two lies make a right?
Ken, I got to tell you something. You sound like you're hiding some homosexuality.
Oh, come on, will you? Like, get serious.
I'll tell you what.
You know, for $1 million, you could come up here to Allentown, Pennsylvania. You could stand in the middle of the Lehigh Valley Mall on a bright sunny day.
Yeah.
Drop your drawers and offer me $1 million to hang on your penis, and I'd look at you and I would laugh, because to me, money is not everything. because I wouldn't put somebody of watching somebody do that.
There's a guy, there's a bathhouse in Allentown called Mr. Bubbles. Have you been there?
Will we get off of the bathhouse and everything else, Kick? I want to know about the kid that you're abusing.
I'm not abusing the kid. He had the barrel of that gun in his mouth, and he didn't pull the trigger. That's the point.
How would you like if somebody had the barrel of a gun in your mouth? Now, what are you going to do?
Well, it's happened a few
times. How about
times.
If you went...
Okay.
How about, you know, you keep saying you were gay and you were abusing everything else.
I'm a gay
how
man.
Would you like it? How would you like it if you went into redneck country where they absolutely hate and despise your type of people? And they put you in a ring.
How they going to get me?
How
many
other rednecks?
How they going to get me in the ring?
Standing around.
How they
going to
get me in the ring? How they going to get me in the ring, Ken? Hey, Ken, how they going to get me in that ring?
Put you in a ring.
How they going to get me in that ring?
Offer you $1 million or
$300,000. I'll pay you $1 million to see if you can get me in that ring. See, you think just because I'm gay, I ain't bad. I'll pay you $1 million. You put your hands on me and try to get me into that ring. If you get me in that ring, you got $1 million.
Gentlemen, yeah, gentlemen.
No. This guy started
because
it.
You're not even gay. You're just trying to make people think you are.
I'm not gay.
No.
I'll tell you what. I'll take you out. I'll
no,
take
you're
you
not
dancing.
Gay. You're not even from Pennsylvania.
I'll take
like
you dancing.
Said before because,
I'll smack
because
the crap out of you.
Stupid,
I'll have my way with you. And I'll drop you on your front doorstep.
Has never, ever came out of Pennsylvania.
Other than Joe Montana.
Okay,
no,
look,
pal, you're the one who wants to hang off my penis, not me. What?
Okay, look, I think the point has been made.
You just go ahead and you have your good time.
I am.
Somebody,
I'm having a hell of a time.
Because somebody else was, you want to, because you were abused, you want somebody else to be abused, to put other people through it. One sick, and you're trying to promote, you try to say that gays are okay and everything else.
Gays are fantastic.
What you are doing, you are not working for your cause.
You ought to try.
Have a good day and a happy new year.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Doug, I would say that in a lot of ways, what that gentleman said was something that needs to be said. I think you can't be... Doug? Doug. This guy Ken's gone and Doug's gone. Danger. Call me back. There he is. What are you doing?
I thought you were done. You said goodbye.
That's the guy that's calling. I'm the host of the show. You go when I tell you you can go.
Jesus H., what a power trip.
Now you can go.